For this Wednesday, April 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The tri-state is at risk of severe weather today. The remainder of the week, we will be under a flooding threat. The Storm Prediction Center has placed the majority of the tri-state under a moderate risk for severe weather tonight. The latest timeline will be this evening from 6 p.m. until midnight. All modes of severe weather are possible. Strong tornadoes, damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall. A wind advisory will be in effect today from 7 a.m. until midnight. Winds could gust up to 50 miles per hour. On Thursday, there is another threat of severe weather. The majority of the tri-state is under a slight risk for Thursday. A flood watch will be in effect this afternoon through Sunday morning. We'll see several rounds of rainfall during those days that could amount up to a foot of rainfall. The town of New Harmony will be completing a project to replace badly needed fire protection infrastructure next week. This project will involve the replacement of 5 fire hydrants in various locations throughout the town that have exceeded their operable lifespan. The inconvenience of this project will require certain areas of the town to lose water service beginning at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, April 8th. During some periods, it may be necessary to shut off water service to the entire town. They are hopeful that this project will only require the service to be disrupted on Tuesday, April 8th, but it may be necessary for continued disruption on Wednesday, April 9th. Water customers in the township outside of town should not be affected. During and after the project is complete, the areas affected will be under a boil advisory until testing confirms that the lines are clear. If your water service is working anytime during this project, you should boil your water for human consumption. The boil order will be in place beginning at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, April 8th, and will remain in place until further notice. University of Southern Indiana officials say investigation took place Monday afternoon after a suspicious bottle was found by public safety along Clark Lane on the USI campus. According to a press release, the Evansville Police Department's disposal unit was called to the scene and were able to dispose of the package safely, a clear juice bottle with liquid in it, capped and bound with black electrical tape. Public safety warns the campus community and the public that similar items could be dangerous and should not be disturbed if found. Officials say there has been a trend of homemade explosives being found. If you see something unusual or suspicious, say something by contacting public safety at 812-492-7777. USI is expected to announce its next president later this week. The search began last year after former President Ronald Roshan left to take a new job at California State University. Officials say the trustees will meet on campus this afternoon to vote and will make the announcement afterwards. The new president will succeed Stephen Bridges, who has been serving as interim president. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is giving the public a chance to make their voices heard on the city budget for 2026. A community budget forum will be held on Tuesday, April 15th in the Browning Room at Central Library. The meeting is scheduled to start at 5:30 p.m. Officials say the program will begin with a presentation about the budget process, explaining where the funds come from and how the decision is made to use those funds. Attendees then will break into groups for discussions about their own priorities for funding in the 2026 city budget. The city budgeting process will begin in May. Switching to sports news, last night in local high school sports, North Posey softball lost at home to Henderson County 15-1 in six innings. Vikings softball is now 2-1. North Posey baseball hammered South Knox at home 15-1 in their first game of the season. Mount Vernon baseball defeated Evansville Christian their first game of the year 14-0 in five innings. And Mount Vernon softball cruised past Blossie 16-2 in five innings. Wildcat softball is now 1-1. In college baseball from Tuesday night, USI beat Northern Kentucky at home 10-0. Screaming Eagles baseball has won 3 straight games to improve to 13-15. Evansville baseball clips Southeast Missouri State at home 7-6. The Purple Aces have won back-to-back games to improve to 10-18. From Major League Baseball on Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost game 2 of their series at home against Los Angeles Angels 9-7 in 11 innings. The Redbirds slipped to 3-2 and will try to avoid a 3-game sweep this afternoon at 12:15. The Chicago Cubs improved to 4-4 overall as they beat the Athletics on the road 7-4. The Cincinnati Reds got shut out by the Texas Rangers at home 1-0. The Reds fall to 2-3. And finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers continue their 3-game homestand against the Charlotte Hornets. Tip off at 6 o'clock. The Pacers are 44-31 on the season. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, April 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.